Common Council member Richard Fontana says the state's sex offender registry has the most up-to-date information available on where sex offenders are living. Fontana says by the time residents receive a notification by mail, it might be out of date.
To be honest with you, a lot of people don't even read their mail. I get that complaint all the time. We were sending out Lock Club notices, and people say, oh, I didn't get that. I said, so I sent it to you. Oh, that letter that you sent, I didn't open that up. So who knows? You know, I don't know if people are even going to look at it as junk mail.
Fontana says there's hundreds of sex offenders living in the city, and notifying residents about where they're living would be difficult and costly. Community activist Keon Lee doesn't buy it.
That's up to our common council. That's up to our superintendent. That's up to our mayor to keep a tab on these things, to keep the people abreast and updated. That's what the notification is about.
Brown administration spokesman Mike DeGeorge says links to the state sex offender registry are available on the city and the school district's website. But DeGeorge says the city's always looking for ways to improve the notification process. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.